Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to Burnt Cookbook Party, an original Pathfinder campaign set in a unique fantasy world where four heroes of varying skills, attractiveness, and stupidity race against time to prevent a war. I'm Jenna Stieber and I play Astra Blep, buffet adult half-elf oracle who is exactly who she says she is. And I'm joined by...
Andrew Hansen, playing Johnny Brightchild, a hot and sunny Ifrit Resort Spa paladin, eager to help and flex.
Caitlin Stadahar, playing Patty Hertz, a rat folk ranger dandy with a nose for gossip and cheese.
Paul Lukemeyer playing Zelf the Elf, a battle chef carving a name for himself in the high-stakes world of magical cooking.
And we're, of course, led today and for the rest of all time by our illustrious and romance-driven GM and world builder, Justin Green. Justin, is love in the air?
Oh, I think so. I think so. This may be our only... opportunity to do a wedding in this campaign? I don't know.
TBD.
We'll see how Astra and Glorhand shake out.
Astra and Glorhand have such a enemies to friends to enemies to friends to enemies to friends cycle. I don't know.
Someday the passion will boil over.
So just to catch up with where Johnny is at. So Johnny, after you had laid down on the ground to take your nap at the Temple of the Cat Lord, you were transported as usual to the Coral Castle. But this time you appeared in a room that you've never been in before, like a small pastel bedroom.
Oh, nice.
There are two pink fairies here that you've previously met, Rose and Carnation, and they are waiting to greet you instead of the Pink Knight.
Yeah, what's up, Rose?
They're like, oh, Tommy. It's the big day. Can you believe it?
Big day for what?
Today's the wedding.
No. I mean, I haven't agreed to anything.
What wedding?
What wedding?
They kind of are just going about their business. Carnation holds up a bright pink tuxedo.
Oh, yeah.
Look what the Pink Knight had made for you. And look at what color it is.
It's pink. Wow. Is it bodacious pink?
It is bodacious pink, yes.
That is kind of contextually appropriate. Wow, that's great. Wow, that's nice.
Johnny trying to be positive.
So sad.
It's painful, yeah.
All right, so like, but I didn't say yes to like this marriage though, so should like I just go? Can I just go?
No, you can't go. The Pink Knight is waiting. Everybody's here.
But like on a false pretense though, right? Like, because... I didn't say yes to anything.
Well, not yet. You say yes in a few hours when the wedding is here. And I don't want to make you nervous, but the Magenta Monarch is making an appearance.
Oh,
they're going
no.
to bless your wedding today.
The Magenta Monarch? That's like the Pink Prince's like parentage? Is that who that is? Like.
Poor Johnny is confused to begin with and now is so sleep deprived.
Yeah.
It's tragic.
The Magenta Monarch is like all of our parents and it's going to be your in-law soon. Isn't that exciting?
So like what happens if I didn't give the Pink Prince like my real name?
They kind of look at you confused. They're like, what are you talking about, Tommy?
Just curious. Like, if my name's not Tommy Ember-Eyes, like, does that, like, do anything? Like, if Tommy Ember-Eyes was, like, you know, like, a different, like, character, like, from a story, would that change anything? Like, if I'm not...
This feels like a conversation that you need to be having with the Pink Knight. Mm. We shouldn't be hearing this.
You can't see him on your wedding day.
What happens if I just fall asleep while I'm here? Like, do I wake up resting?
Whoa.
I don't know if I've tried doing that yet.
You're going to go to a different fairy's castle.
The deeper pink.
They're like, oh, yeah, feel free to rest up, you know, eat, drink, and we'll come and get you when it's time to come out to the chapel. They lay the tucks out for you and make their way out of the room. As they leave, you see Nerissa step into the doorway. She is not dressed up. I should have said that the other two fairies were dressed up in their pink best. Mm-hmm. Nerissa is just wearing her normal clothes. She's obviously not planning to attend the wedding.
Hey.
She leans in the doorway. The last time that you saw her, it was kind of tense, but now she seems more chill, more than Nerissa that you knew previously.
So your name's Celeste, right? That's what I call you?
I mean, my birth name is Celeste, but only the pink fairies call me that.
Mm.
You can call me Nerissa if that's comfortable for you. My name outside of the rainbow changes with my mood.
Whoa, that's complicated.
That's complicated.
So, like, you know, I'm not planning to marry him. And this feels like kind of like a bad setup, Nerissa Celeste.
She looks out the door down the hall just to make sure no one's around, and then enters the room all the way and shuts the door behind her. She's like, no, you shouldn't go through with it, but it's not going to be that easy either. Firstly, I want to apologize. I feel like we got off on the wrong foot the other night. I was just kind of caught off guard by you having your memories. It's usually a very different vibe when that's the case.
Memories. So, like, you saying that if I get back my memories, though, like, I become this Johnny Inaj person?
Look, I don't want to force you to do anything that you're not comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
If you aren't ready to be Johnny Inaj, that's fine. I'm used to it taking quite a long time for you to get to that point. And I can be patient. God. I just didn't think. I was just in a weird spot. You caught me off guard the other night, that's all. So I do want to say that I'm sorry. Whenever you want to be Johnny Inaj, that's fine.
No, it's not fine. We don't like that.
All right. No. Okay. I brought it up with my teammates and they told me, you know, like there's like some bad stuff related to it. But no, I was just curious. We'll talk about that some more, I guess. But like, how do I get out of this?
What you need to know is that the pink fairies, they don't have the power necessary to be on the rainbow on their own. They have to take energy from other people, marks on the material plane, such as yourself. My father was like you. He was a dwarf from Resgris, a real salt of the earth type. And the big difference between him and you, though, is that he truly loved my mom, and they still drained all of the energy from him until there was nothing left.
Whoa.
Like, there's no reasoning with them, is what I'm trying to say. As a half fairy, they accept me, but I'm not one of them, and I'm never going to be one of them.
Good.
But I do have some sway here, and while I can't get you out of this, I can give you this, a wedding gift.
Yeah.
And she slips you a baggie filled with a sharp cyan powder.
Whoa.
Oh, his enemy is the collar. That's opposite pick, of course.
Jesus Christ.
He's like the cyan. Okay.
She says, I had to have this smuggled in from the Blue Kingdom.
Oh my God.
It is contraband of the highest degree.
This is so blue.
But this will give you an edge, Johnny.
Okay.
And I'll let your friends handle the old, new, and borrowed.
Something blue.
Oh my God, Justin.
Amazing.
Justin.
So it's a single-use item. It's in your inventory. You spend 1 minute covering your hands in this pigment, and then any weapon that you hold turns a translucent shade of cyan. And for the next hour, this will give any weapon that you're holding the Bane ability, but only against the Pink Fae.
Oh, damn.
Ooh,
okay.
Incredible. Oh, yeah.
That's strong.
However, the trade-off is that it's less effective against all other foes when you do this. So
fair.
It deals only half damage to pink non-Fae creatures, half damage to non-Pink Fae creatures, and no damage to anything else.
Oh.
It will just pass through whatever as if it was completely intangible.
Wow.
Wow.
That's great.
Ooh, I love that.
I hope everybody has something old, new, or borrowed. I mean, I'll say it right now. I probably got the borrowed thing. So I hope you do have something old and something new.
She says, I have faith in you, Johnny, that you can get out of this. And if you wait a little bit, I know the Pink Knight has went to get your friends, so you won't have to fight alone.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. But I guess, like, you're telling me, like, the only way to get out of this is to fight? Like, what if I don't want to fight him, though? Like, you know, this seems like it could be pretty bad for him, looking at the blue baggie that Johnny, like, puts away.
I don't think you're going to get out of here any other way, but you can certainly try.
Mm.
There is, on the bottom floor, a control room where you can summon the rainbow and get out of there. But, you know, traversing the rainbow isn't easy, but I wish you the best. I think that you could do it.
Say I wanted to, like, you know, talk to you again, like, after this, like, in like, the future. How, is there, like, a way I could contact you or, like, a place we should meet up?
It will be more difficult with you guys not at Shadowwind this time. Let me think about it. I mean, you could stay married to the Pink Prince and then we could just meet here, but...
I mean, I don't think it's going to go very well. Like, I think it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, they will probably drain your energy today.
Yeah, that sounds
like... I don't think
like,
they'll wait any longer. We shouldn't risk it. Once I finish the business that I'm taking care of right now for Shadowwind, I'll make my way back to Berwyn and I'll find you.
All right, cool.
Good luck today.
Yeah, okay. So I got this blue powder. Johnny is like trying to figure out what he wants to do with this super deep blue stuff that he's got.
Snort it.
Maybe.
Snort it. Blew yourself.
I'll just blew myself, yeah.
Top to bottom.
You wouldn't marry me if I were blue, would you?
It gets attacked on sight.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do, instead of a salt circle around Johnny, we're going to have to do a blue circle around him.
Maybe.
Oh, I like that.
Maybe.
The magenta monarch is going to lose her mind.
Meanwhile, Astra, Zelf, Patty, and then also Manny and Gumball, you guys had been invited onto the Pink Knight's carriage on the rainbow. So the Pink Knight's carriage, I think we described it once before, but it's like a little pink orb that is pulled by two orchid mantises that are like large, like horse-sized orchid mantises.
So good.
Beautiful. So good.
Once they open the door to the carriage for you, you see that it is like an extra dimensional subspace. Inside of it is much larger than it appears on the outside. Patty, once you're in there, kind of reminds you of your yacht in both terms of the size of it and just like the general like elegance. It's very expensive looking, fancy.
Very nice.
Of course, all pink as well. It goes without saying.
Of course. Of course.
Once you guys are inside, you kind of take off into the rainbow. You can look out the window and see like the orchid mantises are using like their lengthy arms to like pull the carriage through this rainbow, almost like it's water shooting through. The colors of the rainbows flashing up around the sides of you. What are you guys talking about during this time? Anything? The Pink Knight is here. He's interested. He's like, I can't wait to get to know you, all of you better. I think of you as my in-laws.
Oh, that's weird.
Mr. Knight, while I love your taste in decor, I like the vibe of this carriage. I like the idea of riding to a magic castle on the other side of the rainbow. It's all very appealing to me. I can't get over the fact that our friend Tommy has not consented to this arrangement. This is trafficking, and I don't support it.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit.
Maddie, I hear you.
Oh, no.
And
this bullshit.
I am hoping that once you're at the castle and you see everything that I have to offer Tommy, then it'll really change your mind.
Should we have brought presents? I don't really know the etiquette for Faye bullshit weddings. Should we have brought?
No, we are not engaging with this faux charade of a wedding.
Okay. Okay, so it's fine that we didn't bring anything, right?
Yes, I told you, I didn't even dress up.
That's true. You were very adamant about that. And I really respect you taking a hard line with that one.
It's fine. It's fine. You know, your blessing on our marriage is all I could ask for.
Oh, well, I don't know if you're going to get that. So did you want like a crockery set? Fondue, maybe? Think about it. Get back to us.
Sorry, Mr. Knight. Pink Knight is your title and you have a name, I'm assuming, unless your name is First Pink, Last Knight.
I mean, the Pink Knight is how I'm known throughout the kingdom.
Right, but we're in-laws. You can call me Zelf.
Let's see.
Is the pig knight going to fall for this?
Yeah, it's a good try.
Is he or is he not dumb?
Can he be maneuvered with some sort of skill check?
Why don't you make a diplomacy check, Zelf?
Oof. Ooh. Oof. My best skill.
What Zelf can be charming?
Okay, but charisma is Zelf's dump stat. He gets a negative one to that.
And if anybody wants to aid him, make a check to aid Zelf's check.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yes. Most certainly.
Everybody.
We're going to help, but I mean, seeing as how I've just been insulting this guy, we'll see how well this turns out. Oh, wow. And appropriately, I rolled a 3 and I've ended up with a 9. So
nice.
We all rolled so poorly. Okay.
That's what I get for being a brat.
For some reason, I have something that gives me a +2 in civilized societies. Oh, no, that's a -2 because of my cloak. Okay, I at some point, Zelf did switch out of his Zoblin furs for his regular cook outfit.
So giving up the teleportation ability?
It's such a cool ability.
It's such a good one.
It is a great ability, but it seemed like a liability.
That's fair.
Also worth noting, I have a +1 trait bonus to checks made to influence the Fae. Feels like it's going to come up a lot in this recording.
Yeah, no kidding. It's kind of an Astra-centric little side journey here, potentially. That's a 15, Justin.
Okay. You can see the pink knight wavering. You did okay. He's like... You know, it's impolite to ask a Fae their true name, but you know what? Once Tommy and I are married, I will tell you.
Good.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Is there anything we need to do for this wedding, or are we just enjoying the festivities and then standing for the ceremony when it begins?
Oh, no, you just enjoy yourself.
Oh, well, that's easy.
We'll have some food when you arrive. I think you'll be impressed with what we've got to offer.
Most of the weddings I go to, I'm working staff. I'm looking forward to it. What?
Patty does not like that anyone is engaging with this guy as if it were a real wedding.
Mr. Knight, would it be a problem if I snuck into the kitchen?
Certainly. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the flavors of the different hues. We're always trying to improve our culinary abilities.
And I've always wanted to taste the rainbow.
Yeah, I knew. I knew that was coming. You're going to like a fucking rainbow. You're going to like all sorts of shit here. Oh, I just know it.
Oh, yeah. Patty, I don't know why you've got such a sour look on your face.
Patty's not going to repeat herself. She's just going to cross her arms and glare.
You guys kind of feel the carriage shake, and you notice that you've deviated from the main rainbow onto kind of a strange secondary level, a rainbow that is pink, burgundy, brown, chartreuse, eggshell, gray, and periwinkle. And you are now kind of moving at a downward slope on this rainbow path.
Justin, you're telling me that there is a dark rainbow?
Yes, a rainbow that is beneath the regular rainbow.
Great.
And eventually you pull up in front of Castle Coral, like a Cinderella castle, all pink, every brick, every pane of glass, flower decoration. You pull up in front of this, the Pink Knight opens the door of the carriage for you and invites you in.
Now, remember, don't eat anything, Zelf. Never mind. Actually, just do whatever. I don't think we're going to get in worse here than we already are. Should we have a plan? Should we be doing something? Should we intervene? Should we let this happen?
We should be drawing our weapons is what we should be doing.
Well.
Patty's ready to escalate.
But I would never have guessed that this is the spectrum for this that we would have gotten.
I think we should find Johnny.
Yeah, let's find Johnny. Let's find Johnny. He's probably not into it, right?
Even if he was into it, he's literally here because of a cursed ring that gives me a little bit of bad juju.
Exactly. He should get married when he wants to, not because he's been cursed to.
Isn't that the point of the engagement ring, though? Isn't it kind of like a social curse? Or like if you accept it, you're sort of beholden. Isn't that like the point of it?
I feel like he accepted it under false pretenses. I don't think that counts.
Well, I mean, the Fae kind of made it clear what his whole deal was. No, listen, it doesn't matter. Let's betray these fae. Let's find
Johnny. I was going to say, I'm concerned that you're siding with the fae here, Astra.
It's so romantic, isn't it?
I find it highly suspicious.
I mean, we never really talked about it. It's just, you know, weddings are so fun. You eat cake and you drink and somebody gives away their entire life to somebody else. Isn't that beautiful?
I think it's perverse, but I like weddings.
I don't know. It's just so romantic, especially now that we're here and everything is so pink.
It is pink.
You're not moved a little, Patty?
I mean, I do like the pink, but no, I hate it.
Well, let's find Johnny. Let's see how cold his feet are.
My feet are toasty.
You guys get kind of an abbreviated version of the tour that Johnny got. They show you their flamingos. They show you their grapefruits. They show you all of their strange rooms. They have a room that's all like pink gems, pink fairy armadillos flying around one area. You end up more in the party area. There is a long 40-foot long table that's just like filled with all sorts of food. Beyond that, a humongous, like to the ceiling wedding cake, probably like 15 feet by 15 feet. Everything is in excess. The fairies are super nice to you, partying, passing around drinks, passing around food. When you're in this kind of dining room area, the last thing I'll say, Astra, is that your scarab pin begins to activate. Its little wings start to flip here.
Golems detected. Golems.
That's thrilling. I hope there's some aspic golems here.
Yeah, how do we guess, right?
Gelatinous cube. Is that an aspic?
Yeah, I think so. I think if there's meat floating in it, then a gelatinous cube is an aspic.
Yeah, you guys, you want to make a perception check? You want to do some other thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Patty is going to make both a perception check and a rude comment of some kind about the food.
This isn't to my tastes. I'll pass, thanks.
I rolled a 20. I am specifically trying to pin down where the golem is.
Great.
Or the golems, plural, Justin.
Patty rolled a 22 and is going to be keeping an eye out for escape routes because she'd like to grab Johnny and get the fuck out.
Perfect.
Thank God you're keeping an eye on the goal.
Great. And then, Zelf, anything in particular you're interested in?
Yeah, I want to use my heightened awareness spell, which will last for about an hour and give me a +2 to perception. Do we have some kind of protocol if one of us runs into Nerissa? Could that get ugly?
I think if one of us sees Nerissa, I mean, what does she want? She probably doesn't want anything with us. It's probably fine, right?
She wants Johnny and Aj back. That affects our team. Zelf doesn't know that Nerissa left, but that's who he is keeping an eye out for.
Okay.
And that's a 17.
All right, perfect. So Esther, you rolled a 20. You are in this dining room. You know that your scarab has a range of about 60 feet. So you are, you know, moving around this, seeing like how far away you can get before it stops flapping its wings. In this room, along the south wall, there is a balcony for the floor above you that kind of looks over the dining area. Mm. And you eventually ascertain that whatever this golem is up on the second level.
It's not a cake golem, Justin?
No, I wish. That would have been fucking great.
Next time.
It would be like all those jokes about strippers jumping out of a cake, but then the stripper is the cake. It's like a sexy cake
just
golem.
Starts taking its frosting off.
Yes, whoa. That's a fun new kind of burlesque you just created. Do I see any stairway to get up to the second level?
In the dining room, there isn't one, but in the halls on both sides, you know, there is. And then in the front room as well, where the flamingo room, you saw some stairs going up there too.
Astra is going to snag Patty and say, Patty, I'm going to get a higher look. I'm going to go up to those balconies, see if we can't get a bird's eye view. Might be a good place to spot some good exits or, you know.
I'm right with you, girl. Let's do it.
Self will be fine, right? He's looking at the cake really intensely.
Yeah, he's fine.
Paul, you can come with us too.
Oh no, Self will stay in the banquet hall.
Okay, yeah, it felt right.
Patty and Astra, you make your way up to the second floor. Before you left, Patty, you had noticed in the dining room that there are two locked doors. You think perhaps that maybe those are the way further down. Otherwise, you only see ways to go up in this castle.
Hmm.
On the second floor, you find not just the balcony looking into the dining room, but you do find two balconies that are also looking into the chapel. And the chapel is beautiful. There's giant orchids everywhere here, but especially in the chapel. It's basically like a little garden in and of itself, like a greenhouse. They're growing up from the lower levels, like so tall that they reach the floor that the chapel is on. You see some fairies like getting ready for the event and leading people to their seats. You do seem to notice a differentiation between the fairies and then some of the guests seem to be other random races, and they all look a little bit sickly, a little bit dazed. Their skin all pinkish and not like white person pink, like unnaturally pinkish. They are also all wearing an orchid boutonniere on their chest.
Mm.
You also see one pink fairy that looks slightly more important than the rest. She is attended to by two orchid knights that are riding on the backs of the mantises that you saw before. They stay nearby her at all times. I can't remember if the pink knight said anything to you, but I'm sure that he has at some point told you that the magenta monarch would be here, and you assumed that this is probably them.
Hmm. That's thrilling.
The magenta monarch is just kind of standing around. They aren't talking to anybody or doing anything. They are just waiting.
Talk to them. Now's your chance, Astra. Go. Go. Go.
Patty's going to lean over and go, "Ugh, I'm thinking we're a little bit outnumbered here."
Yeah, but I mean, look at all of those sickly, gross, pink. Ugh, is it possible they're all sunburnt?
I like that.
Not such a charming romantic scene now, is it?
But I'm just, you know, it's still so romantic. Look at the giant pink orchid mantises. You're not wowed by that a little bit.
I find them a little unsettling. They're little scritchety, scratchety legs.
Yeah, but they're beautiful. I'm wondering if we shouldn't do something now. But those, you know what, those other people, if they had people that cared about them, they would be working to get them free. We need to focus on Johnny.
I mean, I agree we should focus on Johnny, but like, you don't think we should at least try to figure out what's going on with these innocent bystanders, presumably? I mean, they must have gotten tricked just like Johnny did.
Yeah, maybe.
Can we, in good faith, leave them behind to suffer?
Can we in good faith abandon Johnny to help all these strangers?
Well, I mean, I can only object to the marriage of one of them, and that's Johnny, which I'm fully planning to do.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, it hadn't occurred to me there was going to be that moment, but there's going to be that moment, huh?
Even if there's not, Patty's going to create it.
Yes.
There'll be a line.
I think, okay, Johnny first. If we have time, we'll save all of the rest of these creatures. Hey,
fair enough.
Do I sense the golem anywhere around here?
Yes, you sense the golem inside of a room that is near the grapefruit room that you were previously shown.
Okay. Well, I'll tell Patty. I'm sensing a golem nearby, and I just want to be...
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, right? And I just want to be fully aware of, you know, the combat situation. Golems are just miserable to fight, so... Ugh. Yeah, if we can see it ahead of time, I think that would be ideal.
I mean, should we go pretend to stumble into the wrong room looking for the powder room? I'm good at that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've spilled on my dress. Oh, no. Oh, oh, where'd my pants go? Astra, come to the bathroom with me.
Right. Yes, I'll be right. Yes, Maddie, I'm right with you. Let's go.
Oh, where is it? Where is it?
And there is Patty's going to attempt to open the door.
Yeah, any of you able to pick a lock? Do you have a disabled device?
Ooh. I think I do, maybe. Let's see.
God, it certainly should be one of us.
I sure do.
Yes, thank God.
I sure do. Anyway, 13.
So, Patty, this would fail. You need a DC of 15.
Mm.
You can do your surge after you know that something fails.
Is our good friend Narissa, she is not anywhere that is nearby Patty, correct?
Perception check of 22. You don't see anybody.
In that case, yes, I will go ahead and use my surge. Oh, just my making God. Sure that nobody's looking.
Just when you said that the mythic powers have an obvious visual and audio, like,
mythicalness.
Yes. So if you are wanting to keep that information from her, Patty would know to not use mythic abilities in front of her.
This is the setup for every single episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, where it's like, can't let anyone know you've got these extra secret magic powers.
Even though you couldn't get it initially, Patty, you summon your divine powers of liberation, and this door just slides right open.
Oh, God, yeah. This is fun. I like this.
You are staring at a grapefruit golem.
No, of course it is.
Oh, my yes. God. Delicious.
Made of, like, fully peeled grapefruit slices.
Ooh. Wow.
Like the its oh head is like a whole peeled grapefruit.
Oh my God.
With like a hole right in the center where all of the different slices meet. It just kind of goes into a pink abyss.
Oh my God. This is horrible.
Yeah, this is pretty terrible.
I don't know why so many things that we're dealing with in the Pink Palace makes me think of buttholes, just like the engagement ring. But this makes me think of a butthole, and I don't like it.
That's fair.
So what is this butthole monster doing?
It's doing nothing. It's waiting for a command or to be activated. It is just kind of in stored here.
Interesting. Patty's going to go, oh, looks like this is not... not the restroom. Oops, my bad. Off to the ladies. Okay, well, there it is.
Oh, Patty. Oh, boy.
This thing is gnarly looking.
Yeah, it feels like it's there as a safety measure, huh?
You think we should try to, like, make it so it can't get out of this room? Do you think it would be able to just bust out, or can we, like, trap it in here?
Oh, yeah, I wonder if we could jam the lock or something, and then it would be harder for it to get through.
Can Patty make a trap that will trigger if this door is opened again?
Oh my God.
Yeah, if you want to, I'll let you make like a craft trap check.
Yes.
To set a DC that it would need, like, to make a strength check to break out of.
Yes. Patty's gonna find maybe some items in the hallway. Oh, I rolled a 20. That's a 27 on my craft trap.
Oh my God.
And is going to jerry-rig something to make this door difficult to open.
Yeah, beautiful.
She's like, let's keep this guy in his room for now.
Yes, yes, yes. I am with this. Ugh,
did you see its pink hole?
It was horrible. I just want to juice the whole thing.
I couldn't look away, but I didn't want to look either.
Yeah, I feel like the longer I looked, the deeper into it I could see.
While the girls are doing this, Zelf, you are eventually waved into the chapel area with the rest of the guests who are eating. And you also, Zelf, see these strange people that are weirdly pink, kind of zombie-like.
Boy, can I make any kind of magic skill check to see if I understand what kind of condition they have?
Sure. Do you have heal?
Ooh, I rolled pretty high. Total is 24.
Nice. Good rolls, people.
You watch these people very closely, not just as a curious investigator, but as somebody who has some idea about medical issues, how the body works.
Body stuff.
Yeah. What you thought at first was just an orchid boutonniere, you see that that is actually poking through their clothes and into their bodies.
Oh, fuck.
That's spooky.
Are all of these orchid zombies, are they all coupled up with fairies, or are there any that are by themselves?
They seem to all be by themselves, honestly.
Oh.
Make a knowledge nature check as well, Zelf.
Well, I rolled a 1.
Wah, wah.
I don't think that you'd be able to specifically identify what they are, but you do know that the orchids are responsible for whatever state these people are in.
Can Zelf surreptitiously reach under the jacket of a person and cut the part of the orchid stem between the jacket and the person without the boutonniere falling out?
Make a stealth check or a sleight of hand check to do this without being seen.
That's a tricky one.
13.
This is not likely, but maybe he's going to make an 8 another stealth check to kind of block you from other people seeing you. He added 2.
That's a 15.
Great. You got lucky, ooh, man.
That teetered on that 13, right?
So low skill check antics.
I rolled for the knights, oh, and I rolled for Rose and Carnation. Rose and Carnation got a 13, so they still didn't beat it. Luckily, Manny, blocking your way as you are doing this, you pull at this, with especially with your 24 heal check, Zelf. You know that as you grip this, that this orchid is like inside of them, like connected to organs. You aren't going to be able to, I mean, you could potentially rip it out with a strength check, oof, but you risk killing them by doing that.
Wow. Ooh.
Really?
Interesting.
So this is a full and infestation situation. Could Zelf snip it with some kitchen shears or something like that? Or would that damage the host?
Like, there's so much going on inside. It's, like, rooted.
Yikes. Zelf is going to nudge the guy in, say, hey, have you been to weddings here at the Coral Castle before? He just wants to get a sense of whether the person is present.
Yeah. Mm. They're on a delay. They look at you. They think about what you're saying for a good, 30 seconds.
Yeah, Zelf sneers at him.
I got married here.
Jeez, that's troubling.
Oh no.
And your tickled pink.
More Zelf charm.
can you feel it working? Like a hot prickle on the back of your neck. Yeah,
that's the charm.
Good comedy ends with a wedding. That's just pure Shakespearean. And I'm glad that we all got to be here for Johnny's big day. Speaking of big days, we'll have some very exciting BCBP news coming very soon. Perhaps even by next week. You can sign up to our Patreon for free and get any public posts we make, which this will be. And of course, subscribers will get access to special stuff like bonus content, character questions, and some other secret things to be announced soon. Signing up on Patreon, whether free or paid, is a much more reliable way to keep up with the show than on social media. Although we do repost way fewer BCBP memes on the Patreon, so, it's up to you. Anyway, you can sign up now at patreon.com/BCBParty.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Thank you.
Is there anyone in the room who looks like they're not a zombie? Somebody more official?
Yes, the Pink Knights, the Orchid Knights. The Magenta Monarch is a little bit zombie-ish. They're not really doing anything.
Manny, before they close the door, I want you to get two things. You cannot fail this, Manny. This is a test.
What a good, healthy, and normal thing to say.
I want you to find me some pink alcohol, and I want a slice of that cake.
Chef, I don't think that they've cut the cake yet.
I want a slice.
Oh, my God.
Manny, I don't think this wedding is going to get past the vows. And if I leave this castle without some of that cake, I'm going to be disappointed.
Damn.
Manny nods, and he heads back into the dining room. Astra, Patty, what are you guys heading back to the main area?
I think so.
If Self sees them enter, he is going to meet up with them. Maddie, Patty.
Maddie, it's Maddie. Shh.
I'm right, Patty.
Right, and this is Patty.
I'm Patty.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Hey, hey, how's it going?
Hey, Zell.
So these people with orchids are literally parasitized.
Oh my God, what?
The plants are sticking into them.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
See, Astra, we can't just leave them here.
Okay, you're right. You know, you're right. Oh.
No, 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 Maddie. Patty, listen, I'm sorry, but we have to think about things in terms of loops. No matter how deranged and demented the things that happen to these people are, things are going to loop. All of these horrible events are just going to be washed away like cake in the rain.
I mean, I get it, but like, it's so hard to just be like, oh, it doesn't matter that these people are getting eaten by an orchid because they're just going to loop. Like, I just feel so bad.
Maddie, if we have to make a choice, it's Johnny who has to matter.
Oh, that's true. He's our friend. We actually know him, but it's fine. Fine.
Zelf, I'm so glad you're here to remind me. I got swept away in the romance of everything. It doesn't really matter if we save these people. What we need to do is gather information as broadly as we can. And next time, nobody kisses the frog.
Maybe somebody else can kiss it next time.
Ugh, I'm certainly not.
What did you two find?
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
It was disgusting. We found
it was horrible.
This squishy, pinky, citrusy golem monster thing, but it's fine. I trapped it in its room, and I don't think it'll bother us.
I mean, it looked juicy, but like not in a good way, like not in a pleasant way.
Yeah, not at all. Very unpleasant.
If you saw itself, you would want to juice it. That's my instinct. I really wanted to juice it.
I'm standing here wondering how it tasted. No, eyes on the prize. I have to remind myself to focus on what's important.
Self takes a bite out of a golem. Sure.
Well, it just stands there waiting for instructions.
Oh,
terrible.
Yeah,
it wasn't active. It seemed like maybe it was waiting for something. Maybe a giant zester. It's hard to tell.
The court zester, Astra.
Yeah, Paul.
I shouldn't support that, but I do.
I really liked it.
All right. This place is obviously bad, and it's getting worse the longer we look around. I don't know where Johnny is. Is our plan to stop the wedding during the vows?
I mean, if we have to, I'm going to get Johnny out of here no matter what. And if that means interrupting a fake wedding ceremony, then so be it.
It would be the most narratively satisfying option. I'm just putting that out there. I mean, let's bear in mind, listen, obviously we need to whisk Johnny away from this hellhole, but he's still going to be cursed. So if we're not like breaking the curse, then this will all be just for the dramatic and or comedic highlight of the wedding. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, if we got to kill the Pink Knight, we got to kill the Pink Knight.
Let's talk to the monarch until the wedding march starts. I think we should talk to the monarch.
Make your way over to the monarch. What were you wanting to say?
Your most effulgent and pink highness, it is an honor to bask in your presence. And Astra will do a tidy little curtsy.
The magenta monarch's head kind of tilts dramatically to the side, taking you in. Expression remains blank. One of the orchid knights that is nearby walks over. He has a large axe where the blades look like orchid petals. And he kind of puts it in between you and the magenta monarch. and says, "The Magenta Monarch is preparing for the blessing. Please find your seats."
Astra's going to cast a glance at her friends, trying to gauge whether to push this or not.
Justin, did you say that the Monarch was one of the pink fairies?
The Monarch looks like a taller, more skeletal pink fairy.
Oh.
Unsettling.
Justin, I would like to use my discerning palate on the Magenta Monarch.
Sure.
And I want to learn some of its special abilities if I can.
Knowledge, nature.
Okay, I get a bonus on this. So all of those together will be a 18.
Okay. So you are looking around at the pink fairies. You feel like most fairies, that they have damage reduction for cold iron, as you guys had prepared for. You know that most of them have some like innate spell-like abilities. You are convinced that the Magenta Monarch is not a pink fairy.
Ah, that, ooh. Yeah, that was going to be my question, actually.
Ooh,
they are something different.
It seems like the Magenta Monarch doesn't even speak, doesn't interact or do anything. It seems like some sort of creature that is just regarded by everybody, but does not seem to be wielding any sort of command or control of the room. They're just here.
And they're not a golem.
They're not a golem.
Self is going to nudge Astra and say, "Patty, you know Faye, right?"
Yeah.
"Can you tell me then, what exactly is that monarch? Because I don't think it is one."
Oh, well, that's pretty crazy, Self. That's a crazy statement to make.
"What do you think her blessing has to do with the orchids that the rest of those fellows and fellesses are wearing out in the crowd?"
Oh my god, you think she blesses them with a parasitic orchid that is sucking out their organs and their blood?
Oh god.
Well, I can't assume.
Ooh, it seems like maybe you just did. Do we think maybe the Pink Knight is actually in charge of all of this and the monarch is just a shadow puppet? A pink shadow puppet?
I think you're onto something. I think we might have to take him down. Zelf wants to pass a food spell to Patty, the actual Patty. This is the heroism spell.
Ooh.
So Zelf hands Patty some cheese and says, "This was crafted through arcane rituals from a very brave cow."
I'm honored.
The effect of heroism is that for 70 minutes, it imbues a single creature with a +2 morale bonus on attack rolls, saves, and skill checks. It's some nice monster.
Mm. My pleasure. Patty will snarf it down.
I love monster.
Johnny, you are rushed out of the like room that you were put in earlier by Rose and Carnation, and they are excitedly pulling you towards the chapel.
What? Oh.
Are you dressing up as he gave you that suit?
I do not dress up in that suit.
Great.
I like it. Resist, Johnny.
Are you doing anything with the cyan powder, or have you done anything with the cyan powder that was given to you?
Yeah, I put it on my hands, I guess. And then do I have enough to douse my ring in the blue powder?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Ooh.
Andrew, does Johnny taste any of the blue powder?
Yes. It's on his hands. Like, he can't not.
What would Self do if Self were here?
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, "All right, gotta get help spread this pigment. How can I do that?" And it like licks it. It's like, oh.
Well, nasty.
Yeah, I'm imagining it tasting like blue raz fun dip, which I happen to have had recently.
In preparation for tonight's recording.
Johnny, make a perception check as you're brought into this room.
One of my best and most favorite skills.
So perceptive.
All right. I rolled a 14 for a total of 13.
Not bad. Ooh, for
yeah.
Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time.
It's a big day for him.
As you're led through the dining area, you see Manny and Gumball holding a plate of cake, looking ashamed of themselves. And you're brought to these humongous doors of the chapel. Two pink fairies open them for you, and you are staring down like this long pink carpet that's been rolled out down the aisle between pews, with some pink fairies, some of these strange guests sitting in. And at the very, very front is your friends, Zelf, Astra, Patty, or your roommates, depending on who's being asked.
Or neither.
My roommates. It's my wedding.
At the very, very front of the room, just surrounded by all of these giant orchids that are growing up from the floor below, is like this like raised pavilion. And standing at that is the pink knight who smiles at you warmly. The orchid knights that are in the room like stand at attention. The music shifts into a wedding march and everybody turns to look at you in the doorway.
Astra's so emotional.
He looks so handsome.
I mean, he looks the same as he always looks.
Oh, yeah. Our little boy's growing up. He's getting married. This is just beautiful.
Johnny marches down. As he's marching down, he's apologizing to all of the guests. Like, I'm sorry you're here for this. Like, you know, like, it's going to be kind of... You know, it's like not going to be what you expected. Like, thank you for coming. Like, it's nice to meet you. Oh, wow. You know, hey, wow, it's great to see you. Yeah, no. Until he gets to the end of it, where the pink prince is. And he's like, bro, I didn't agree to this. You like kind of like going on ahead and doing things a little presumptively. Like, you know, that's like not very cool.
The guests with the boutonnieres look at you blankly, unaffected by anything that you say to them. The pink fairies look at you, confused at first, and then you see them all sort of start looking down at your hands, which are bright blue, and there is a discomfort in the crowd, and it is sort of matched by the pink knight, although he is trying to play it off, laughs nervously, and looks out at the crowd and then back at you like, Tommy, darling, what are you talking about? We've been planning this for ages now, just so much time spent together.
Yeah, like time where I haven't been able to sleep or rest. Like, I'm like, you know, I mean, I don't, dude, listen, okay. I've tried talking to you and like, I don't think it's working out. Like, I don't think you're actually listening to me. So like, I gotta say no, dude. I'm turning it down. I'm saying no. I'm not wearing the tux. I don't want the ring.
This is not really something that you say. You know, this is the thing, Tommy. Like, I don't know what you want. Like, this is a fairy tale, right? Everybody wants to have their fairy tale romance. Oh, I can be whatever your heart desires. Look however you want me to look.
Right, yeah.
Like, I don't understand what's happening.
Well, you know, like, I'm just, like, not a fairy tale. I'm Johnny, bright child. Like, I'm separate. Like, I'm not, like, a story. I'm, like, a person. And, you know, like, I don't feel it. I'm just, like, not interested in you. Or the relationship.
Patty is going to nod supportively from the front row.
Give him a thumbs up.
Tell him, Johnny, assert yourself.
I like tried to tell you earlier, but like you kept pushing it off. And like now I get like this is kind of like embarrassing and like a stressful point and all that other stuff. But like that's kind of like the cost of like not communicating and like listening, you know? Like anyway, like we can have another party, but I'm like not getting married. We can celebrate that.
We could just have a party instead.
My friends are here. Like, they'd be cool. I bet they'd like to see the party. I don't know. Maybe you could talk one of them into marrying you. But, like, how did we end up here? Like, that was just, like, it's only a kiss. Like, I don't know. You know?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh. Dang.
I look at all the people who were thrilled to come to Castle Coral and fall in love and get married. And I just don't understand why you don't want that. It's not normal. It's inexplicable to me.
You don't have to understand right now, but like, just like, it's just like, you know, it's what I want. I don't want to get married.
I hear you. It's just unfortunate that things had to end this way.
Why is that?
Oh, that was such an ominous thing to say on the altar.
Yeah, that seems like a strange way to say that.
What do
like,
you mean, you know, we can't still be friends?
Right?
Take the ring back.
Somebody is going to have to get married today for Castle Coral to survive. If you don't marry me, then you're going to have to marry the Magenta Monarch.
What? Why do I have to do that?
What the fuck?
I don't understand why. Why can't you just take this ring back? Yeah, like that deep voice said.
Narissa told me that this was going to happen, but I just didn't believe her. I've been such a fool, blinded by love. But I made a promise to her, and I'll let you go now. the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Well, you know, you're just like not explaining things. And that's one of the reasons why it didn't work out. You're just like not telling me.
You're not communicating well.
The Pink Knight goes cold and his head drops. He turns his back to you and starts a walk of shame down the aisle out of the church.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
It's a different kind of walk of shame.
So that means the wedding's off, right? Like, I can just leave? Right? Pink Prince?
The magenta monarch suddenly drops to all fours and, like, skitters towards the large orchids surrounding the pavilion. Just unnatural, unhuman movements. And climbs over the railing, disappearing into the overgrowth.
Okay.
And I'm going to have everybody roll initiative. Yay! Roll also a perception check to see if they don't get a surprise attack.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is great.
And here we go.
Do you think this is going to start a precedent, like our dinner club precedent, where every time we go to a wedding?
Yeah.
All right. I got a 20 on my perception check for 25.
How perceptive.
Thank you. I'm in my element.
The magenta monarch has fully entered this garden that is growing up from the lower level. Zelf, Johnny, Patty, you all lose track of her in here. Astra, you are able to track its movement through the leaves shaking, being pushed apart. It feels as if something in there is growing larger and larger and larger. Something finally pushes itself up to the top, but it is a large orchid blossom that is preparing to bloom. You can see the petals shift and open, and it reveals...
Oh my God, I was just about to
Holy
be like...
Holy shit.
I was like, where on the screen is the magenta monarch? It is like a third of the screen. It is the whole screen. Oh, no.
One of these large orchids unfurls itself to reveal that it is the magenta monarch, now a 25-foot tall orchid mantis, blending in amongst the other flowers.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Scary as fuck.
And it is going to attempt to grab Johnny in its bladed claws. It's going to be a claw attack.
The wedding's off.
Fucking fantastic.
And if that succeeds, a grapple, Johnny. A 21 tier AC.
Am I flat-footed?
Yes. Surprise round.
Man. I have a flat-footed AC of 22.
Wow. Oh, what?
Nice.
Wow, you're good at fighting. Yeah.
Even though this is a surprise attack, you do avoid it, Johnny.
Oh, good job. Damn.
Gigantic fucking mantis.
It's terrifying.
And Johnny, you are top of the initiative.
Nice. Oof. I like that.
Man. Okay. Well, I'm going to fight the magenta monarch, I guess.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Never am I used to Johnny being tiny. And Johnny is tiny next to this.
No kidding.
You're right. He'd probably have a better chance if he were bigger.
Oh, yeah. I was going to become Big Johnny, definitely. But I'm just like, man, just big ass giant fucking big old thing going on right here. Like,
yeah, mantises are brittle, though. It'll crumple.
Let me double check what action it is to get big. Beast person and large person. Oh, I think it's a spell-like ability, so it's a standard action to cast it. So I can't attack this turn as I get big. Ah!
You can just be big. Ah, I'm big.
Still so small compared to the mantis.
Yeah.
It's pretty alarming.
The Orchid Knights are not going to do anything yet. They're just waiting. He's going to ready if anybody approaches the Magenta Monarch other than Johnny, but is not going to do anything. Zelf, what do you want to do?
Ooh, I think I want to buff a little more. I'll use my Iron Skin spell. An iron rich meal. So liver or something cooked in cast iron.
Organ meat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, some organ meat.
Perhaps an organ aspic.
Whoa.
And he will stand out of his seat in the pews.
And it's the Magenta Monarch's turn. They are going to, again, try to claw and grab Johnny.
Ah! All right, still a fail.
In the surprise round, I could only make an attack with one of their claws. This time, it's a full round action, so I will do the second one.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Another 21.
Incredible how shitty, shitty those dice are.
Three wow. times.
Yeah.
Astra, what do you want to do?
Oh, Christ. I suspect that the monarch is mindless, which means that a lot of my spells are not actually going to be all that useful against it.
In a meta way, it has an intelligence of 5, so it is smarter than an animal. It's not capable of speech or anything particularly complex, but it's not just a straight-up vermin either.
Okay, but it's probably not aware of feeling shame about how overdressed it is.
It has no clothes.
It does not wear clothes, so...
I'm going to cast Stunning Barrier Greater on myself. I use this on the train during Consequence Debt, and it is basically Stunning Barrier. It provides a +2 bonus to my AC and on saving throws, and it stuns creatures when they attempt to attack me. And I think I'm going to close in on the Pink Knight. And I'm gonna draw my sword, too.
Yeah.
Draw that sword.
I think my goal is I want to goad this fool into attacking me so that he hurts himself. The Pink Knight, if you really loved Johnny, you would de-escalate.
The Pink Knight is kind of caught off guard that you step in front of him. He's shaken out of a bit of a depression days. What do you want, Patty Hertz? Can't you see this is the worst day of my life?
Oh, poor guy.
This might be the worst day of your life, but I can guarantee if you don't cool it, it's not going to be the worst minute of your life. The worst minute of your life is going to be in another minute when one of us does something terrible to you.
Yeah. Take that.
I will say the Pink Knight is just leaving. He is not in any way being aggressive, though you can stop him if you want to continue to hold him. All he's done is move towards the exit.
I don't know if I want him to leave. He needs to regret this enough to free Johnny.
He has responsibility here.
Yeah.
Patty, what would you like to do?
Patty jumps out of her seat, dashes over to the center of the aisle, says,
"This is a charade! This is no wedding. Here's your wedding gift, you bitch."
Oh, shit.
And is going to fling a platinum coin at the Magenta Monarch.
Oh, shit.
Add this to your honeymoon pot.
Damn.
So that is a 16.
Let's see. You are within 20 feet, so that will target their touch AC. So that is going to hit, Caitlin.
Excellent. That's 10 damage.
Nice.
And she got a good zinger in, too.
And it does draw the attention of the two Orchid Mantises that were waiting for somebody to attack. So they turn towards you, Patty.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I figured that was going to happen. My other thought was to just attack them outright, but...
The Orchid Knight on the left-hand side is going to ride the mantis over and swing his orchid axe at you, Patty.
Ooh,
ooh, I'm rolling horribly.
Justin, you were rolling really bad tonight.
I like it.
I want to say, from a meta perspective, the Magenta Monarch was getting A, an insane bonus to attack, and B, an insane bonus to damage. Mm-hmm. The fact that those three hits didn't land.
I'm very pleased that none of those attacks hit.
Yeah, right? We would have started out on a very different foot than we started out on. It's going to hit someone eventually, though.
I had to get half a Johnny out of the Magenta Monarch's stomach.
Oh no!
This Orchid Knight rides over on the Orchid Mantis and swings its axe. I rolled a natural 1, but he rolled the okay ride check, so he doesn't fall off of this mantis in the process.
That would have been hilarious if he swung and fell off.
And it is the other Orchid Knight's turn. It is going to attempt to strike Patty with the axe again.
Rude.
Very rude.
13 and 5. There's no way.
Nope.
These fools.
Patty, tiny and swift, keeps dodging around the axe blows.
Yeah, actually, I bet Patty could scramble up the mantis's side without it being able to hardly do anything.
Oh.
Johnny, what do you want to do?
Johnny is going to attack the giant mantis. Does it count as a pink fey?
Your sword goes right through it.
Yes, it is a pink fey.
Okay. Oh, okay. 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 Oh, God. I was legitimately worried about that. I was just like, oh my God. Yeah, God damn it.
You'd have to kick it at that point.
That would be such a cruel trap of Justin to place.
You can't even punch it because you put it on your hands, too. Yeah.
I got a 20 and a 26. Do either of those hit?
The second one does.
Okay.
And then you get to roll 2d6 plus 2 in addition to that.
Then I add 10 more damage for a total of 37. Nice.
When you grip your great sword with your blue stained hands, the blade of Keen's Reason becomes like a ghostly cyan. You can see through it.
That is cool. So cool.
When it slices through this giant orchid mantis, when the cyan crosses with this magenta, it turns into a deep blue wound across it.
Oh, I love that.
It rears back and like hisses and screeches. Zelf, what do you want to do?
I want to be within 30 feet of the Magenta Monarch and the Orchid Knights and the Orchid Mantises up here to use Blistering Invective. You unleash an insulting tirade, blah, 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 blah. Make an intimidate check to demoralize each enemy within 30 feet of you. Can I get everyone except the Pink Knight? It seems like he is not being aggressive right now.
Yeah, you can do that.
I also don't want to hit the zombies in the crowd. It seems like they're having a tough time for other reasons.
Yeah, yep.
Gosh, I don't think I get any bonuses to this necessarily. Well, that's not a bad roll. Then I'll add inspiration to them for a total of 26. And I can't think of anything mean. Self's just going to say, I've heard of Bridezilla, but this takes the cake.
Now, Zelf, you do have a pretty large audience here, so I'm also going to have you make a will save against your stage fright as you do this.
He's sweating, pale, clammy, his hands are shaking. He remembers the last time that the chairman had him do pun training, which was just stand-up comedy competition. Oh, no, I'm crying. That was after the acting competition and after the talent show competition.
Oh my God, what a cruel master.
I know. That's just a will save, right, Justin?
Yes, DC 17 will save.
Nice.
I thought it was going to be a 1.
Confident.
Rolled a 19 for a 26, so Zelf is able to pull this off. He doesn't care what fairies think.
A long drip of sweat trickles down the side of your face and then rolls back up and is sucked back in as you rally.
Rally!
Justin, is that intimidate of 26 sufficient to demoralize any of the opponents nearby?
You definitely demoralize the two knights. So they are shaken for one round.
And they take 9 fire damage and they have to make a reflex save or light on fire.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good spell.
Hot words.
And the DC on that is 17 for the reflex save.
So they all make their reflex saves to not catch on fire.
It's okay. Can't complain.
From the second floor balcony, Rose and Carnation each are standing with flamingos from the flamingo room.
Oh, Lord.
As they grab these flamingos, like, roughly by the neck, a gold collar appears, like, right at the very, very top by the beak and one right at the base where its neck is connecting to the rest of its body. They make a motion, like, they're pulling back a bow, and you see, like, these flamingos' necks get stretched.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no!
And they're going to loose an arrow at Patty Hertz.
Oh, no.
Justin, can we get one of these flamingo bows? Right.
Flamingo
bows. That is incredible.
Assuming we survive this encounter.
So Alice in Wonderlandish.
Right?
They have to make a handle animal check on this to supplement what would normally be a strength requirement to use a bow like this. So, Patty, this is going to be a 23 at your AC.
Ooh, that does indeed hit.
So they fire this arrow. As it flies through the air, the arrow is like affected by a spell. So this arrow is going to strike you with the spell Mud Ball.
Oh, no.
When it strikes you, it will potentially cover your enemy's face in sticky mud.
Oh, no.
Blinding you.
Gross.
So I'm going to have you make a reflex save.
Oh my goodness.
I like that the flower theme extends to like soil.
Yeah, yeah. I do too.
I got a 29 on my reflex save.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, you are not affected nice by try. That. You do take 4 damage from just an arrow striking you, okay, but the effects of the spell fine. Do not affect you.
Nice try!
Carnation is also going to loose a spell arrow at you, Patty.
Oof.
It's attack of 21. Does that hit, Patty?
It does.
Damn.
It turns into a solid icicle that strikes you. Like the ice forms around this arrow.
Oh.
This one strikes you for 31 damage, Patty.
Ooh, damn. 31.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Patty is not doing great right now. Patty could use some assistance.
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
The magenta monarch is again going to just try and grab Johnny.
Bring it.
Oh, man. Can't have him!
This pervert won't leave Johnny alone.
CMD of 26.
Oh!
Johnny is grappled.
Oh, put me down!
Oh! You know how a praying mantis, like, they have, like, hinged arms that, like, yeah, have, like, oh, spikes yeah. in it. So it picks you up in that, and ooh, you lift off of the ground.
Ah!
Astroblep, what would you like to do?
I guess heal Patty.
Yes, please.
Is the Peak Knight considered aggro right now? Like, if I try to move around him, is he gonna? Okay.
He's just in the way.
Yeah. I'm gonna sidestep between him and Zelf. Is Zelf aggro to me in any way that I need to be aggro?
That's the real question.
Not at the moment.
And I'm going to slap a... First, I'm going to say, oh, my God, Patty, that looked horrible. Are you okay?
That really hurt. The first one, just a scratch. The second one, kind of bad. I can't lie.
It looked bad. Let me do... I'm going to just use some magic here. And I'm going to cast Cure Mod for, I believe that's 13 points of healing.
Oh, thanks, girl.
You're welcome. Boo, boy. We can't have you going down. My guess is that Johnny is going to need some tiny help against this giant monster.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, put me down. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Zelf and I are just useless. So good luck. I just love the idea of Johnny as the Fey Ray in this situation. It's really pleasing.
Yeah.
Patty, it's your turn.
Patty realizes that this situation has gotten very serious.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, this needs to stop now. I would like to use our cold iron Blanche bomb. When in doubt, it's time to throw a bomb.
Ecstatic.
What I'm deciding is that I also have the option to expend a use of my mythic power while throwing my Blanche bomb.
Ooh.
Do I want a regular bombing or a godlike bombing is the question.
I've got a question about the bomb. Does the bomb actually do damage? Because I thought the Blanche bomb just gave a group of people the ability to do cold iron damage.
It reduces their damage reduction. I'm thinking that this might be a worthwhile way to help us bring down this thing.
Do it.
Yeah.
A little more successfully.
I think it can't hurt.
Oh shit.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's going to automatically succeed.
Yeah.
And are you expending mythic power, Caitlin?
I am. Yes.
So while this cloud exists around the magenta monarch, their damage reduction is degrading. 1 point each round, and this effect lasts for 4 rounds.
Nice.
And by expending mythic power, Caitlin has reduced the monarch's damage reduction immediately by 1 additional point. And so at the end of this whole effect, its damage reduction will be gone entirely, which is killer.
Ooh. Cool.
It is the turn of the Orchid Knights. And it is going to do 1 axe attack at Zelf, 1 axe attack at Astra.
Oh, yeah? In that order?
Yes. The first one is going to Zelf. The second one is going to Astra.
Okay.
13 at Zelf, 19 at Astra.
That certainly would hit. Normally I have an AC of 19, but I've got a +2 AC bonus for the stunning barrier. And any creature that strikes you with a melee weapon attack is stunned for one round.
Awesome.
They're stunned for one round, but it is not discharged until the stun. It has stunned a number of creatures equal to your caster level, which is pretty insane.
I love that. Just keep stunning.
Stunning.
I'm stunning on these fools for sure. Great. Yeah, so that guy is stunned.
A stunned creature drops everything that it's held. It can't take actions. It has a minus two penalty to AC and loses its dexterity bonus. It is going to fall off of this orchid mantis and land prone on the ground.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It. Yeah.
I hope the mantis eats him.
Right.
So nothing goes through any of these. This guy's stunned on the ground. The other orchid knight's turn. It is going to charge at Patty and Astra, but as we know, it's going to hit Astra first and be stunned.
Right.
Is also going to fall forward off of its mantis.
Stun
is a really good spell.
Yeah,
it is a good spell. Well done, Astra.
Imagine she like gives them like a faux look or something, and it catches them off guard, and they get frozen.
Johnny, what do you want to do?
I'd like not to be grappled anymore.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to attempt to break the grapple. That's what I got. All right. I got a 29.
29 does not break the grapple.
This thing is good at grappling.
But that is a free action to attempt to break that. So you can still do something.
Okay. I rolled a natural one and a seven. So I think those both miss.
Yeah. Wow.
The worm's turn, gang. I've been infected by Justin's rolls. It's happened. All right. I'll lay on hands myself.
Yeah.
That's how I'll end it.
Do you leave a blue handprint?
Yeah, of three ones. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I do leave a blue handprint. That's rough. Okay.
Not your finest round.
No. That's it for me, gang. All right. I leave the rest to you.
Oh, God. Okay.
Zelf, what do you want to do?
Yeah, Justin, I'm going to move next to the monarch.
You're not going to coup de grace the guy?
No, he's stunned.
Just so you know, I'm going through all of my stuff trying to figure out how to make this mantis eat its rider, because I really want to do that.
Whoa, what? What?
Sorry, don't let me derail that.
Justin, am I going to need to roll acrobatics to move past this mantis without suffering an attack of opportunity?
Without its rider, I don't think so.
Ooh, I'll take him. Then I want to cast a spell called Vomit Swarm. This is a spell that Self learned from the gourmet goblins.
Great.
At 7th level, you can vomit forth a swarm of wasps. So Self eats a carefully prepared, deep-fried, batter-fried wasp. Coughs a little bit and then releases a swarm of wasps that all fly out, buzzing angrily, occupying the same space as the magenta monarch.
Great.
I presumably Astra and Patty look on in horror.
Imagine it like a Funyun.
fried wasp.
Yeah.
The space and reach is 10 feet, so Zelf ideally wants to place it where it's not going to hurt Johnny. Hopefully the monarch has enough space that he can do that.
Just be full of wasps.
A wasp swarm is a flying mass of thousands of carnivorous wasps. They become voracious hunters. They attack any living prey in their path.
Roll a 2d6 for their swarm paw.
4.
These poisonous, irate wasps swirl around the magenta monarch's head like a tornado, stinging it wildly. Luckily, it is large enough that Johnny is unaffected for the time being, and it is now the archer's turns. They're up on the balcony. Rose is going to aim her flamingo bow at Patty.
Stop shooting me!
Quit it!
Stop it!
Oh, damn.
Oh, no. God, it stopped rolling so well.
At least it was on the handle animal check.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay,
thank God. That's true.
Does a 21 hit?
It does.
So this spell fails, but you take 11 damage from the arrow.
Ugh. like a pincushion.
Yeah. You really pulled aggro hard now that the mantis has Johnny.
I know.
Carnation is going to roll here. This is going to come at Astra.
Not Astra.
At 24.
Yeah, that one hits. And it's not melee, so she doesn't take any penalty.
And then Astra, make a reflex save. DC 14. This one is a mud one from Carnation.
All right, I get a +2 to this as well for the shocking barrier. And I rolled an 18, so that is a 28.
Nice.
So that's two misses from the balcony, and it is now the Magenta Monarch's turn. It is going to make a check to maintain its grapple against Johnny. Ooh, not very good. 33?
I think so.
It is not going to damage you, Johnny. Mm-hmm. It is going to use its maintain grapple action to move you. It is going to carry you down into this foliage, into the space below it.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
It's taking you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. That is terrifying.
Oh, God.
Listening, and an extra special thank you to our patrons whose support enables this show to continue being made. Hey patrons, we've got some pretty exciting news coming soon, and you'll see posts about it on the Patreon when it's official and we can announce it, so keep an eye out for that, and there'll be special extra stuff coming for you. So thank you, and you'll see proof of our gratitude soon. And by the way, I, Jenna Stieber, the voice of Astra Blep, have a podcast called Big Game Hunger, where me and a guest get three random prompts and have to make the big next game. I've had some incredible guests on, like Anthony Birch from Dungeons & Daddies. I had Jacob Geller on. I had Jacob Andrews from Drawfee on. And, some dude named Paul Lukemeyer, the voice of Zelf. He was on this week's episode, and you can listen to that at biggamehunger.com. As always, you can find us on Twitter at BCBParty, on Tumblr at BCBParty, or email us at burntcookbookparty@gmail.com. Burnt Cookbook Party is Andrew Hansen as Johnny Brightchild, Caitlin Stadahar as Patty Hertz, Paul Lukemeyer as Zelf, me, Jenna Stieber as Astroblep, and Justin Green as GM and World Builder. This episode was edited for content by Justin Green and edited for sound by Akshay Balakrishnan. Produced by Jenna Stieber.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.